You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody, let's do it. Welcome to the NFL Power Rankings Show, Week 14 edition. We are presented to you by Energizer. Thanks for being here, everybody. On one side of the screen, the man who puts these rankings together, the engine without which this car could not drive, in Chicago, Eric Edholm. How are you, sir? Great to see you.
I'm doing well. We're a month from the playoffs. You got the the Christmas Ravens 49ers game to look forward to. There's so much in front of us, Andrew.
You're looking forward to Christmas, man. I mean, seriously, you're that guy. You're that guy that starts doing your Christmas shopping like right after Labor Day. Are you that guy?
I haven't started yet. Is that bad?
Okay. Neither have I. I haven't either. By the way, my name is Andrew Siciliano. I'm in our studios here in Los Angeles. Welcome to December football. I'll do my shopping during those December 24th games. Okay.
Yep.
We'll plan ahead, as always. Scan everything on your screen right there, the QR code. Go to NFL.com. Let's get the rankings out of the way. The San Francisco 49ers, who went into Philadelphia and pushed the Eagles around, are the new number one. We thought that would happen. We knew that would happen. It did happen. Followed by the Ravens, and then the Eagles, and then their opponent this week, the Cowboys, and then the Dolphins, who scrimmaged the Commanders, and then the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. But let's make right out of the gate our team of the week, presented by Truist, the San Francisco 49ers. Eric, we said last week that the winner of that game in Philadelphia would be the new number one team. So you're a man of your word. They are the number one team. Not surprising. I guess the question here is, how much better are the 49ers than everybody else? It's the Niners and the field. How big is the gap?
Yeah, I think that's the way you have to frame it. Obviously, some people are still going to refer back to that three-game losing streak. But look at the body of work. First of all, they could have won two of those games. And, what Brock Purdy has done. By the way, we're now entering the one-year anniversary of Brock Purdy taking over. It feels like it's been about 3 years since he had the elbow surgery even. But, averaging almost 10 yards per attempt, full healthy offense in place right now. You know, Trent Williams leading the O-line. Obviously, Debo Samuel and what he can do, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk. It's impossible to stop these guys when they're at full strength, I believe. And defensively, they're getting after it, too. And this was as big a statement victory as we've seen this year. So right now, having just beaten the Eagles in their house, I don't care how many tough games they've played lately, they put themselves a measurable distance ahead of the field at this point.
You mentioned that one-year anniversary of Purdy making his debut. His passer rating in that 1 year, 114, which is the best in football. And honestly, I was kind of sick of the 49ers griping and all this. We changed the quarterback rules in the offseason because the Niners mismanaged their roster last year, just full stop. Right? That's why they didn't have a quarterback in that NFC Championship game. But they shut everyone up. To their credit, they went in there and shut everyone, including the Eagles security director, up. And they are the best team. I mean, I think if you take the rest of the NFC, whether it's the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Lions or whomever, they are simply in a different class.
Yep. I mean, you're talking about a team that scored 42 against Philly and Dallas and had five games on the road with 30-plus points. That's a good opening statement right there.
And, you know, I'm a Browns fan, but if Jake Moody hits that field goal, it's different. Right. Clearly, he missed it. Cleveland deserved to win that game. But there's so many what-ifs during the season. That certainly is one of them. We're going to skip over the Ravens. We'll get back to them. Don't be mad, Baltimore. And we're going to get to the Cowboys because this week it's the Eagles and the Cowboys, this time in Dallas. The Cowboys come in well-rested, obviously, but they had a close call against the Seahawks. You're still sitting there at number three.
Yeah, I mean, I still believe in this team's ability to put up points. Dak Prescott is in the middle of an MVP campaign, I think, or at least to be one of the candidates for that award. Purdy certainly has to be in the mix as well. But, you know, a win over the Eagles would go a long way towards helping Dak. Their offense isn't the issue right now. It wasn't the issue the other night, obviously. They came back and looked kind of comfortable doing it, but Deron Bland, after a tremendous season, getting picked on mercilessly in that game, even with a pick, you have to say he had a rough night. And some of that second level of the Cowboys defense hasn't exactly tightened up around him at times. So, you know, they didn't get anything from Micah until late. It required a lot of effort defensively. And look, I mean, this is a team that we were talking about being a great defensive club. Both they and Philly, I think, come into this game with defensive questions, no doubt about it at this point.
Considering the Eagles' defensive issues, I think I would lean Dallas in this game in the rematch. Yeah. They could have, would have won it in Philadelphia. They blew the late game management, stunning, of course, down the stretch in Philadelphia. But I still think the Cowboys are a bit here of the NFC's Miami Dolphins. Show me a good win. Show me consistent good wins. I haven't seen it yet. This would be that good win for them. And maybe they get it. All right, let's get back to the Ravens. What a week they had. They got to sit at home, get healthy, and watch the Chiefs, the Browns, the Steelers, and the Jaguars all lose. This one, though, is not easy. They get the upstart Rams this week. You have the Ravens as the best team in the AFC.
I do, yeah. I mean, again, you could certainly sort of poke some holes in some, you know, two close home losses to teams they probably shouldn't have beaten, let some other teams hang around like Pittsburgh and the Chargers and whatnot. But this is a pretty complete team right now. And you made a great point, right? Sitting at home watching this scenario unfold where it's gotten easier there for them to win the AFC North. It's gotten better for them to cruise to that number one slot in the AFC playoffs. So great setup, late season bye, get your guys rested. Doesn't sound like they'll make any movements on the receiver or tight end front. They like their guys, but they're asking, you know, more out of Zay Flowers and OBJ and guys like that right now. So I'll be curious to see if that offense can still kind of hum the way we had seen it with Andrews at times. But you're right, this is a tough game. Teams aren't that familiar with each other. Rams come in hot. You know, their offense has done plenty of work lately too. So, you know, again, does this fall into the category of a Colts or Cleveland type of game? Or is this more of the Detroit Lions or Seattle type game where they dominate a very good opponent at home?
I was at the game in L.A. this past Sunday. Rams look good. Rams can run the football now. Kyren Williams makes that much of a difference, and the Rams O-line is playing fantastic. We'll get to the Rams coming up in a second. But the Ravens schedule, you got the Rams, the Jaguars, the Niners. That's a Christmas Day game or night game. And then Miami. It is a tough stretch here for the Ravens to close it out. A much-needed list of teams losing for them when they sat at home week 13. All right, the Dolphins. One week it's Jalen Phillips. Now it's Jerome Baker. They've got a lot of injuries. Jalen Ramsey can't cover up all those defensive injuries. But again, it's another week in which they beat up on a team they're supposed to beat up. In this case, it's the Commanders. You still think they're the fifth-best team in the NFL?
I think they have the fifth best resume, even with that obvious hole that you mentioned with Dallas, right? Show me the money. Show me a good win. And that's ultimately the question with the Miami Dolphins. Now, they'll get their chance late, right? They've got Dallas and Baltimore to close out the season. But we're going to have to be patient here and take a couple of home games against teams that have kind of fallen out of the race in the Titans and Jets. So you know, again, they keep winning games against lesser opponents. It's a tough team to rank, but Devin Achane coming back and having a big second half, I think it was a good sign. Didn't look like he was on a pitch count, Andrew. So, you know, if they really have that run game at full strength, and depends on the offensive line, Armstead and other guys getting hurt up front Sunday, that to me could separate them, and that could really justify that high ranking, because when they run the ball well, they seem to be a very dangerous team and give opponents, whether they're good or not, the most trouble, I think.
Yeah, and after Tennessee and the Jets, they do get the Cowboys and then the Ravens. Yep. So they do go up in weight class. And again, the Bills, week 18, who knows what that game is going to mean for Buffalo or for the Dolphins. Maybe they have a shot at number one. Maybe.
Yeah.
They still are sitting at number one right now. That game is going to mean something here. And it's going to be a good test for them in those final three games of the regular season to show that they can beat good teams before they get to the postseason and before they get to January. The Chiefs went to Lambeau, and I kind of sort of called it this week. I can't take credit. I foreshadowed it. I didn't have the guts to say that the Packers would beat the Chiefs. But they ran into trouble there, and Kansas City is now down two, Eric. They are your sixth team in your power ranking.
Yeah, and had Jacksonville won Monday night, right, had they not had a spate of injuries, maybe they would have jumped ahead of them. So, yeah, I mean, it's a situation where we're used to the Chiefs playing their best football late in the season, kind of streaking into the postseason, having that offense carry the weight. And we've gotten used to the idea of the defense being kind of their bedrock now and giving them that level of insurance, if you will. But that's two straight games now where the defense has put them in a two-score deficit, right? That puts even more pressure on Patrick Mahomes to be perfect. And Andrew, I don't know about you, but watching at home, there were some funny-looking passes that came out. Mm-hmm. Now, credit the Packers for pressuring them and covering those receivers and tightening those windows and everything. But, boy, it doesn't look pretty. And you're used to ugly plays by Mahomes every now and then, right? It doesn't always look right, but more and more it's becoming the norm, and it's just surprising to see them not be able to push the ball down the field more readily.
And listen, I know Chiefs fans want to get upset about the lack of pass interference
calls. Absolutely.
At the end.
Yep.
The one on MVS, certainly. I don't think there should have been one on the play in the end zone at the end. I mean, that wasn't, was it a push in the back? Of course. Was it even close to some of the Hail Mary penalties we should have seen thrown in other games? No, not at all. But as you point out in your story here, Travis Kelce was the only guy to catch a pass of longer than 16 yards. And they do not still, even though Rashee Rice has made some plays this year, have enough consistency other than Travis Kelce. They are still the 3 seed in the AFC because, let's get to the Jaguars, Jacksonville lost, and they also lost their quarterback. If Jacksonville had pulled out the victory, as all expected on Monday, against Jake Browning and the Bengals, we would be sitting here today with the Jaguars as the 1 seed, Eric, in the AFC. And even though it looks as if they've escaped the worst-case scenario, it is merely a high ankle sprain, Doug Peterson says. I mean, that could be a couple of weeks. Jacksonville is number 8 in your rankings, and now number 4 in the AFC.
Yeah, suddenly a team that we have some major doubts about, and obviously the injury situation with Kirk and the core muscle, as you pointed out, also Lawrence too, you know, gives us some major doubt about them. But even before Trevor Lawrence got hurt, this defense was getting worked over, I think too reliant on taking the football away from teams, and the only turnover they got Monday night was that gift of an interception by Tyler Boyd. So, you know, look, I mean, they've got to find some solutions on that side of the ball. They've got to find a playmaker to step up for C.J. Beathard, you would assume, who had a pretty nice overtime. He had some moments out there, had the one big play call back by a holding call that was really devastating. But, you know, 2-4 at home, they're terrific outside of Jacksonville, no arguments there. But all of a sudden, a lot of questions for a team, as you pointed out, that could have been in that number one slot had the injuries not happened, had the win gone the other way.
Yeah, it's crazy. The 2-4 at home, Doug Peterson actually cited home crowd noise as an issue for defensive communication issues.
That's right.
He didn't say there were issues, but then he got defensive and said the crowd was loud, making noise as good fans to try to disrupt Jake Browning and the Bengals. They are 6-0 away from their own building. Maybe they should be a wild card team. Maybe there's a silver lining there. Are the Packers making the playoffs, everybody? Funny how the pendulum swings the other way now for everyone that thought Jordan Love didn't have it. That's coming up next on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
But wait, there's more on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer. The Houston Texans, and it's just a wild game there, go up to number 9 with yet another victory. The Cleveland Browns are 10 with Joe Flacco not moving. Steelers have a quarterback injury. They are down 2-11. The Bills, the Colts, the Packers, the Seahawks, and the Denver Broncos are sitting there at 16. Let's talk about the Houston Texans, Eric, at home. They lose Tank Dell, which is a big deal. But they are still looking good even as the third team in the AFC South. If I had told you that the third team in the AFC South would be number 9 on your power rankings heading into week 14, yeah, you would have said what?
Yeah, couldn't have imagined it, right? And the Tennessee Titans weren't one of those teams, right? I mean, obviously we've seen the Colts kind of get off to a good start, struggle, get back into it. You know, we've seen the Texans have a wild roller coaster ride this year, and it's going to continue with the Dell injury. I'm sorry, that's a massive blow, as you pointed out. Nico Collins has stepped up, though. That's good. I think they need more out of Dalton Schultz, out of Noah Brown, John Metchie III, whoever else. Somebody has to give C.J. Stroud a weapon, but I'm impressed with him, obviously, and also with the defense that made three huge interceptions the last, you know, 16 minutes of the game. So they've got a formula. Losing last week at home to Jacksonville was tough, but Jacksonville now opens the door back up with the loss Monday night. So, you know, the division's in play, and there's all of a sudden a lot of hope heading into this game.
I mean, here's how bonkers and here's how tightly packed everything is in both conferences, but especially here in the AFC. Right now, the Texans don't have a playoff spot. If the playoffs were to start today, they're the 8th seed. You have them as the number 9 overall team in football.
It's America's team, baby. I mean, everyone loves them, right? They scare the heck out of people. They can go on the road and win games. They can beat Joe Burrow. They can have those type of afternoons. They've also lost to the Panthers, though. They've had some losses that they've let kind of slip through their fingers. So what we know is that almost every game comes down to a thrilling finish with them, and that alone makes them a pretty interesting club.
All right, Browns 10. They get the Browns in a couple of weeks as well. Steelers, Bills, and then the Colts at 13. Texans and the Colts in Indianapolis week 18 likely mean something. You know that The Colts are tied for the longest active winning streak right now in the NFL with four.
Right? Yeah. Three teams with four wins. They're one of them, baby. I mean, I thought they were completely out of it at, what, 3-5, I want to say. And, you know, it just looked like things weren't working out with Gardner Minshew. But to his credit, made a lot of plays Sunday when the run game wasn't working. Jonathan Taylor was out. Michael Pittman keeps adding dollar signs to his name in the offseason. Alec Pierce stepped up with probably his best game of the year. Had a big catch there at the end. Had four big ones in the game. So, yeah, you're right. They find ways. And I think special teams is a huge reason why. You know, had the Titans not had a reason to fire their special teams coordinator the next day after the game, maybe the Colts don't win this game. And we might have more questions about their candidacy as a playoff team. But, again, Shane Steichen has done a pretty masterful job handling all the twists and turns that have been thrown at him.
Absolutely. He's in the running for Coach of the Year. They are in Cincinnati this week for a fun and now very relevant game against Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Time to make some power moves at home. They're presented by Energizer. The Green Bay Packers are the biggest movers of the week. They are up 14 after beating the Chiefs. Where were they a couple of weeks ago? Week 11, Eric. They were 26th.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it feels like they've gone up 14 spots in the last 2 weeks, right? It's pretty amazing, but you got to put a lot of it on Jordan Love, the guy who Brian Gutekunst, the GM, when he had his little midseason press conference, they said these games down the stretch are pretty big. And you had people in Green Bay assuming that was a shot across his bow. Well, Love has answered it, right? Protection has been pretty good without David Bakhtiari. They haven't had Aaron Jones the last couple games. Christian Watson, the relationship with him and Love on the field looked non-existent for 8 or 9 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, that is cooking. The other young receivers, you know, the tight ends have stepped up. So it's been tremendous to watch and exciting, certainly for Packers fans. But yeah, there were a lot of people who thought Love during that interception streak he had and all the missed passes and the missed opportunities, maybe he was going to be a one-year guy. Now I think these most recent games have shown us that you can get him in the postseason this year,
yeah,
and kind of cast it forward going forward.
And listen, I'm not yet ready to crown him, but he did play well. He has been playing well. And it's another example of how patience is needed when judging any quarterback's development, even one that waited 3 years on the bench. You know, the pendulum back and forth in September. Oh, my God, Jordan Love is the truth. The Packers nailed it. And then midseason, wow. All right, they got to move on. And now look, maybe he gets him into the postseason. This week he battles Tommy DeVito and the New York Giants as DeVito is going to get another start that game in Jersey. We have the Seahawks at 15. Are the Seahawks in trouble at home? You dropped them only one, but they got to go to San Francisco this week.
Gave him credit for a good effort at Dallas, and Geno looked a lot healthier, but I think every game at this point feels pretty existential, right? They went into the bye early in the season. Everybody thought, wow, this is a really interesting team all of a sudden, and they just haven't found that offensive consistency. But I give him a little hope in the rematch against San Francisco. Remember, they blasted him on Thanksgiving because Geno did look a lot healthier, a lot better, but that defense, what, they have one true stop against Dallas? You can't have that against San Francisco. So if they have any hope, they've got to win this one and keep going from there. Maybe win out at this point.
Yeah, and the big thing against them is that they got swept by the Rams.
That's
and
right.
The Rams won again. They get to 6-6, so the Seahawks legitimately have to win some, and they have to do it now. Coming up, I mentioned Jake Browning and the Bengals. They're a legit threat. Where does Ed Holm have the fighting Jake Brownings? That's next on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Let's roll on here on the NFL Power Ranking Show presented by Energizer. The Minnesota Vikings had a bye. They fall in their bye. Well, whatever. To 17. The Cincinnati Bengals are up to. What a performance they had on Monday night. Atlanta is 19 and leading a division. The Rams are 20. And the Chargers, the Saints, the Buccaneers, and the Raiders checking in. Eric at home at 25. But I watched that game Monday night, and Steve Weitch and I did the NFL Game Day Final postgame show on NFL Network, and I sat there and I said, not only did the Bengals win and Jake Browning throw for 354, but that this team, if it gets in, I know Lou Anarumo's defense has given up a lot of big plays downfield, but that Jake Browning, from what we saw Monday night, this team can win. I mean, this team can make a run even since six.
I think I said on this show, correct me if I'm wrong, that I thought Zach Taylor could run about 80% of the offense that he did with Burrow, with Jake Browning. I'm convinced it's now about 99%, right? Maybe some of the movement stuff isn't going to be there, but Browning even did with his legs. He had that long scramble in the second half. He had a goal line rushing touchdown. And oh, by the way, he threw 37 passes. Five of them hit the ground, and one of them was a clear drop. So, yeah, where has this been? I mean, in 2015, when we first heard Jake Browning's name on the national level as a college freshman, you know, all roads were open. They thought this guy might be something truly special, a top 10 pick kind of guy. Didn't work out that way, but here he is at age, 27 now, getting his opportunity, Andrew, in an unusual circumstance with a very talented team, and he made the most of it in a brilliant performance. I don't know what else you say.
It was brilliant. That sums it up. Also, only Zach Taylor's fifth victory ever as a head coach without Joe Burrow. So Jake Browning did everyone good there in Cincinnati. Time for our, I can't believe I'm going to say this, future champions presented by FanDuel, and they're the Atlanta Falcons. Well, not really, but we're going to put the NFC South up here. The Falcons are at 6-6 at minus 190 to win the division, followed by the Bucs and the Saints. The Panthers are off the board because the Panthers on Sunday, with their loss to the Buccaneers, became the first team eliminated. The Falcons, Eric, someone's got to win the division, I guess.
They could, but boy, I mean, another listless performance offensively. I mean, under 200 yards of offense, really. I mean, all but two drives, they did nothing, right? And the run game is still there. They still have a defense that's going to make you, you know, really earn your yards against them. But winning 13-8 games in which you have a 3-0 edge in the turnover department doesn't excite me that much, man. I have to say, I'm not feeling it right now. But, you know, they still have a formula that some teams could struggle with. And, you know, it comes with winning a division, a home game. So who knows? They're right now, I guess, the favorites with the Saints really falling off.
Yep, and they play the Bucs week 18. Maybe that game is for the division and the loser gets relegated to the XFL. Dare to dream. The Rams are number 20. I hit on them earlier, Eric. They're up two spots. I mean, their offensive line and that run game, huge against the Browns.
Absolutely. Physical dominance, right?
Yeah.
In the season, right? I mean, Sean McVay is having to find kind of new ways to win. Matthew Stafford got banged up. Receiver injuries with Cooper Kupp. Well, they have that there. When Kyron Williams came back in the lineup, it was seamless. They started running the ball. And, oh, by the way, Puka Nacua hasn't gone anywhere. He's still special. Great long run and some several great catches in this game. Unbelievable rookie season so far. So, you know, you've got Kyren Williams, you've got Puka Nacua, you've got, you know, DeMarcus Robinson playing big role for a team that was, you know, out of it, 2-5, not even looking good, not even having a shot at the playoffs. So pretty amazing stuff.
In our final couple of seconds, 25-32, Bears, Titans, Jets, Giants, Cardinals, Commanders, Patriots, Carolina Panthers. Eric, will you commit right now to giving everyone their money back if any of these teams make the playoffs?
Absolutely. Guarantee 100%. I'll do that.
Okay. The show's for free, by the way, for the record. So there. Eric Edholm, thank you as always for putting up with me. Everyone enjoy week 14. My name is Andrew Siciliano. Thanks for watching and listening.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.